Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Richard Monette, and I'm the artistic director of the Stratford Festival in Southern Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the Glenn Gould Studio here at the CBC Broadcast Centre in downtown Toronto. Please take a seat as we bring you our third season of the Bank of Montreal Stratford Festival series. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you will hear Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot, perhaps the quintessential play of the 20th century. Directed by Brian Bedford and featuring James Blendick, Joe Dinnicol, Tim McDonald, Tom McCannis, and Stephen Wimette. This reunites the cast and director of the 1996 Stratford Festival production, one of our most successful shows of the past decade. In that production, Brian Bedford used the metaphor of a vaudevillian music hall in which to place two tramps, Vladimir and Estragon, as they seek the meaning of life in an absurd world. Beckett said himself, the play was an amusing verbal game. Therefore, what better place could they be as they perform, question, and argue with each other while awaiting the arrival of the mysterious Mr. Godot? Written between 1948 and 49, this timeless classic will always leave you wondering. Ladies and gentlemen, Waiting for Godot.
Nothing to be done. I'm beginning to come around to that opinion. All my life, I've tried to put it from me, saying, Vladimir, be reasonable. You haven't yet tried everything. And I resumed the struggle.
So there you are again.
Am I?
I'm glad to see you back. I thought you were gone forever.
Me too.
Together again at last.
We'll have to celebrate this, but how?
Get up till I embrace you.
Not now. Not now. May one inquire where His Highness spent the night?
In a ditch.
A ditch? Where?
Over there.
And they didn't beat you?
Beat me? Certainly they'd beat me.
The same lot as usual.
The same? I don't know.
When I think of it, all these years, but for me, where would you be? You'd be nothing more than a little heap of bones at the present minute, no doubt about it.
And what of it?
Oh, it's too much for one man. On the other hand, what's the good of losing heart now, that's what I say. We should have thought of it a million years ago, in the 90s.
Oh, stop blathering and help me off with this bloody thing.
Hand in hand from the top of the Eiffel Tower, among the first. We were presentable in those days. Now it's too late. They wouldn't even let us up. What are you doing?
Taking off my boot. Did that never happen to you?
Boots must be taken off every day. I'm tired telling you that. Why don't you listen to me?
Help me.
It hurts?
Hurts? He wants to know if it hurts.
No one ever suffers but you. I don't count. I'd like to hear what you say if you had what I have.
It hurts?
Hurts. He wants to know if it hurts.
You might button it all the same.
True. Never neglect the little things in life.
Well, what do you expect? You always wait till the last moment.
The last moment. Hope deferred maketh a something sick. Who said that?
Why? Don't you help me?
Sometimes I feel it coming all the same. Then I go all queer. How shall I say? Relieved and at the same time appalled.
Appalled!
Nothing to be done. Well?
Nothing.
Show.
There's nothing to show.
Try and put it on again.
I'll air it for a bit.
There's man all over for you, blaming on his boots the faults of his feet. One of the thieves was saved. That's a reasonable percentage. Go,
what?
Suppose we repented.
Repented what?
Oh, well, we wouldn't have to go into the details.
Our being born.
Oh, one daren't even laugh anymore.
Dreadful privation.
Merely smile. Not the same thing. Nothing to be done. Gogo.
What is it?
Did you ever read the Bible?
The Bible? I must have taken a look at it.
Do you remember the Gospels?
I remember the maps of the Holy Land. Colored they were. Very pretty. The Dead Sea was a pale blue. The very look of it made me thirsty. That's where we'll go, I used to say. That's where we'll go for our honeymoon. We'll swim. We'll be happy.
You should have been a poet.
I was. Isn't that obvious?
Where was I? How's your foot?
Swelling visibly.
Ah, yes, the two thieves. Do you remember the story?
No.
Shall I tell it to you?
No.
It'll pass the time. Two thieves, crucified at the same time as our Savior. One...
Our what?
Our Savior. Two thieves. One is supposed to have been saved, the other... damned.
Saved from what?
Hell.
I'm going.
And yet, how is it... Oh, this is not boring you, I hope. How is it that of the four evangelists, only one speaks of a thief being saved? The four of them were there, or thereabouts, and only one speaks of a thief being saved. Oh, come on, Gogo, return the ball, can't you, once in a way?
I find this really most extraordinarily interesting.
One out of four. Of the other three, two don't mention any thieves at all, and the third says that both of them abused him.
Who?
What?
What's all this about abuse? Who?
The Savior.
Why?
Because he wouldn't save them.
From hell?
Imbecile, from death.
I thought you said hell.
From death.
Well, what of it?
Then the two of them must have been damned.
And why not?
But one of the four says that one of the two was saved.
Well, they don't agree, and that's all there is to it.
But all four were there, and only one speaks of a thief being saved. Why believe him rather than the others?
Who believes them?
Everybody. It's the only version they know.
People are bloody ignorant apes. Charming spot. Inspiring prospects. Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godot.
Yes! You're sure it was here?
What?
That we were to wait.
He said by the tree. Do you see any others?
What is it?
I don't know. A willow.
Where are the leaves?
Must be dead.
No more weeping.
Or perhaps it's not the season.
Looks to me more like a bush.
A shrub.
A bush.
What are you insinuating? That we've come to the wrong place?
He should be here.
He didn't say for sure he'd come.
And if he doesn't come?
Well, we'll come back tomorrow.
And then the day after tomorrow.
Possibly.
And so on.
But the point is...
Until he comes.
You're merciless.
We came here yesterday.
No. There you're mistaken.
What did we do yesterday?
Yes. Why? Nothing is certain when you're about.
In my opinion, we were here.
Oh, you recognize the place?
I didn't say that.
Well?
That makes no difference.
All the same, that tree, that stone, that bog...
You're sure it was this evening?
What?
That we were to wait.
I said Saturday. I think.
You think?
Well, I must have made a note of it.
But what Saturday? And is it Saturday? Is it not rather Sunday or Monday or Friday?
It's not possible.
Or Thursday?
What'll we do?
If he came yesterday and we weren't here, you can be sure he won't come again today.
But you say we were here yesterday.
I may be mistaken. Let's stop talking for a minute, do you mind?
All right. Gogo? Gogo? Gogo!
I was asleep.
Why will you never let me sleep?
I felt lonely.
I had a dream.
Don't tell me.
I dreamt... Don't tell me! This one is enough for you! No, it's not nice of you, Dee Dee. Who am I to tell my private nightmares to if I can't tell them to you?
Let them remain private. You know I can't bear that.
Oh, there are times when I wonder if it wouldn't be better for us to part.
You wouldn't go far.
That would be too bad. Really too bad, wouldn't it, Dee Dee? Be really too bad? When you think of the beauty of the way and the goodness of the wayfarers, wouldn't it, Dee Dee?
Calm yourself.
Calm, calm. The English say, calm. You know the story of the Englishman in the brothel?
Yes.
Tell it to me.
Oh, stop it.
An Englishman, having drunk a little more than usual, proceeds to a brothel. The bawd asks him if he wants a fair one, a dark one, or a red-haired one. Go on.
Stop it.
You wanted to speak to me? You had something to say to me? Dee Dee.
I have nothing to say to you.
You're angry. Forgive me. Oh, come, Dee Dee. Give me your hand. Embrace me. Don't be stubborn.
You stink of garlic.
Well, it's for the kidneys.
What do we do now?
Wait.
Yes, but while waiting.
What about hanging ourselves?
Might give us an erection.
An erection?
With all that follows. Where it falls, mandrakes grow. That's why they shriek when you pull them up. Did you not know that?
Let's hang ourselves immediately.
From a bough? I wouldn't trust it.
We can always try.
Go ahead.
After you.
No, you first.
Why me?
Well, you're lighter than I am.
Just so.
I don't understand.
Use your intelligence, can't you?
I remain in the dark.
This is how it is. The bow... Use your head, can't you?
You're my only hope.
Go light. Bow not break. Go dead. Dee Dee heavy, bow break, Dee Dee alone. Whereas...
Hadn't thought of that.
If it hangs you, it'll hang anything.
But am I heavier than you?
So you tell me. I don't know. There's an even chance or nearly.
Well, what do we do?
Don't let's do anything. It's safer.
Let's wait and see what he says.
Who?
Gatto.
Good idea.
Let's wait till we know exactly how we stand.
On the other hand, it might be better to strike the iron before it freezes.
I'm curious to hear what he has to offer. Then we'll take it or leave it.
What exactly did we ask him for?
Were you not there?
I can't have been listening.
Oh, nothing very definite.
A kind of prayer?
Precisely.
A vague supplication?
Exactly.
And what did he reply?
That he'd see.
That he couldn't promise anything.
That he'd have to think it over.
In the quiet of his home.
Consult his family.
His friends.
His agents.
His correspondents.
His books.
His bank account.
Before taking a decision.
It's the normal thing.
Is it not?
I think it is.
I think so too.
And we?
I beg your pardon.
I said, and we?
I don't understand.
Where do we come in? Come in. Take your time.
Come in on our hands and knees.
As bad as that?
Oh, your worship wishes to assert his prerogatives.
We've no rights anymore.
You'd make me laugh if it wasn't prohibited.
We've lost our rights.
We got rid of them.
We're not tied. We're not...
Listen.
I hear nothing.
Nor I.
You gave me a fright.
I thought it was he.
Who?
Gatto.
Pugh, the wind in the reeds.
I could have sworn I heard shouts.
And why would he shout?
At his horse.
I'm hungry!
Do you want a carrot?
Is that all there is?
Well, I might have some turnips.
Give me a carrot. It's a turnip!
Pardon? Could have sworn it was a carrot. Well, that's turnips. You must have eaten the last. Wait, I have it. There, dear fellow. Make it last. That's the end of them.
I asked you a question.
Ah.
Did you reply?
How's the carrot?
It's a carrot.
So much the better. So much the better. What was it you wanted to know?
I've forgotten. That's what annoys me. I'll never forget this carrot. Oh, yes, now I remember.
Well?
Was I sorry?
I don't hear a word you're saying.
I'm asking you if we're tied.
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 How do you mean, tied?
Down.
But to whom? By whom?
To your man.
Oh, to Gordo. Tied to Gordo. What an idea. No question of it. For the moment.
His name is Gordo?
I think so.
Fancy that. Honey, the more you eat, the worse it gets.
With me, it's just the opposite.
In other words?
I get used to the muck as I go along.
Is that the opposite?
Question of temperament.
Of character.
Nothing you can do about it.
No use struggling.
One is what one is.
No use wriggling.
The essential doesn't change.
Nothing to be done. Like to finish it?
Let me go.
Stay where you are.
Be careful. He's wicked. With strangers.
Is that him?
Who?
Gordo.
Yes.
I present myself. Potso.
Not at all.
He said Gordo.
Not at all.
You're not Mr. Gordo, sir?
I am Potso. Potso! Does that name mean nothing to you?
Botso, Botso.
Potso, Potso.
Potso!
Ah, Potso. Let me see, Potso.
Is it Potso or Botso?
Potso. No, I'm afraid. I don't seem to...
I once knew a family called Gotso. The mother had the clap.
We're not from these parts, sir.
You are human beings, nonetheless, as far as one can see. Of the same species as myself. Of the same species as Potso. Made in God's image.
Well, you see...
Who is Gordo?
Gordo?
You took me for Gordo.
Oh, no, sir. Not for an instant, sir.
Who is he?
Oh, he's a kind of acquaintance.
Nothing of the kind. We hardly know him.
True, we don't know him very well, but all the same...
Personally, I wouldn't know him even if I saw him.
You took me for him?
Well, that is to say, you understand the dust, the strain, waiting. I confess, I imagined for a second.
Waiting? So you were waiting for him?
Well, you see...
Here, on my land. Well,
we didn't intend any harm.
We meant well.
The road is free to all.
That's how we looked at it.
It's a disgrace, but there you are.
Nothing we could do about it.
Let's say no more about it. Up, pig! Every time he drops, he falls asleep. Up, hog! Back! Stop! Turn! Gentlemen, I am happy to have met you. Yes, yes, sincerely happy. Closer. Stop. Yes, the road seems long when one journeys all alone for, Yes. 6 hours. That's right. 6 hours on end and never a soul in sight. Coat. Hold that. Coat. Touch of autumn in the air this evening. Whip. Yes, gentlemen, I cannot go for long without the society of my likes, even when the likeness is an imperfect one. Stool. Closer. Back. Further. Stop. That is why, with your permission, I propose to dally with you a moment before I venture any further. Basket! Ah, the fresh air stimulates the jaded appetite. Basket! Further! He stinks. Happy days.
What ails him?
He looks tired. Why doesn't he put down his bags?
How do I know?
Careful. Say something to him.
Look!
What?
His neck.
Oh, I say.
A running sore.
It's the rope.
It's the rope.
It's inevitable.
It's the knot.
It's the chafing.
He's not bad looking.
Would you say so?
A trifle effeminate.
Look at the slobber.
It's inevitable.
Look at the slaver.
Perhaps he's a halfwit.
A cretin.
Oh, looks like a goiter.
It's not certain.
He's panting.
It's inevitable.
And his eyes.
What about them?
Goggling out of his head.
Looks at his last gasp to me.
It's not certain. Ask him a question.
Would that be a good thing?
What do we risk?
Mister.
Louder.
Mister?
Leave him in peace! Can't you see he wants to rest? Bastard! Bastard! Ah, what can you expect? It's not his job. Ah, that's better.
Please, sir.
What is it, my good man?
You've finished with the, you don't need the, bones, sir?
You couldn't have waited.
No, no, he does well to ask. Do I need the bones? No, personally, I do not need them anymore. But, in theory, the bones go to the carrier. He, therefore, is the one to ask. Go on, don't be afraid. Ask him, he'll tell you.
Mister... Excuse me, mister.
You've been spoken to, pig. Reply. Try him again.
Excuse me, mister. The bones? You won't be wanting the bones.
Mister. Reply. Do you want them or don't you? They're yours. I don't like it. I've never known him refuse a bone before. Nice business it would be if he fell sick on me.
It's a scandal.
Are you alluding to anything in particular?
To treat a man like that, I think that... No, a human being. No, it's a scandal.
A disgrace.
You are severe. What age are you, if it's not a rude question? 60? 70? What age would you say he was?
11.
I am impertinent. I must be getting on. Thank you for your society. Unless I smoke another pipe before I go, what do you say? Oh, I'm only a small smoker, a very small smoker. It makes my heart go pitter-pat. It's the nicotine. One absorbs it in spite of one's precautions. You know how it is. But perhaps you don't smoke. Yes? No? It's of no importance. But how am I to sit down now without affectation now that I've risen? Without appearing to, how shall I say? Without appearing to falter? I beg your pardon. Perhaps you didn't speak. It's of no importance. Let me see.
Ah, that's better.
Let's go.
So soon?
One moment! Stew! More! There. Done it.
Let's go.
I hope I'm not driving you away. Wait a little longer.
I'm going.
He can no longer endure my presence. I am perhaps not particularly human, but who cares? Think twice before you do anything rash. Suppose you go now while it is still day, for there is no denying it is still day. Good. What happens in that case to your appointment with this Gaudet? Anyhow, you see who I mean. Who has your future in his hands? At least your immediate future.
Who told you?
He speaks to me again. If this goes on much longer, we'll soon be old friends.
Why doesn't he put down his bags?
I, too, would be happy to meet him. The more people I meet, the happier I become. From the meanest creature, one departs wiser, richer, more conscious of one's blessings. Even you, who knows, will have added to my store.
Why doesn't he put down his bags?
But that would surprise me.
You're being asked a question.
A question? Who? What? A moment ago, you were calling me sir in fear and trembling. Now you're asking me questions. No good will come of this.
I think he's listening.
What?
You can ask him now. He's on the alert.
Ask him what?
Why he doesn't put down his bags.
I wonder.
Ask him, can't you?
You want to know why he doesn't put down his bags, as you call them.
That's it.
Are you sure you agree with that?
He's puffing like a grampus.
The answer is this. But stay still, I beg of you. You're making me nervous.
Here.
What is it?
He's about to speak.
Good. Is everybody ready? Is everybody looking at me? Will you look at me, pig? Good. I'm ready. Is everybody listening? Is everybody ready? Hog! I don't like talking in a vacuum. Good. Let me see.
I'm going.
What was it exactly you wanted to know?
Why, he...
Don't interrupt me! If we all speak at once, we'll never get anywhere. What was I saying? What was I saying?
Bags! Why? Always hold. Never put down. Why?
Ah, why couldn't you say so before? Why doesn't he make himself comfortable? Let's try and get this clear. Has he not the right to? Certainly he has. It follows that he doesn't want to. There's reasoning for you. And why doesn't he want to? Gentlemen, the reason is this.
Make a note of this.
He wants to impress me so that I'll keep him.
What?
Perhaps I haven't got it quite right. He wants to mollify me so that I'll give up the idea of parting with him. No, that's not exactly it either.
You want to get rid of him?
He wants to card me, but he won't.
You want to get rid of him?
He imagines that when I see how well he carries, I'll be tempted to keep him on in that capacity.
You've had enough of him.
In reality, he carries like a pig. It's not his job.
You want to get rid of him?
He imagines that when I see him indefatigable, I'll regret my decision. Such is his miserable scheme. As though I was short of slaves! Atlas, son of Gepetto! Well, that's that, I think. Anything else?
You want to get rid of him?
Remark that I might just as well have been in his shoes and he in mine, if chance had not willed otherwise. To each one his due. I beg your pardon?
You want to get rid of him?
I do. But instead of driving him away as I might have done, I mean instead of simply kicking him out on his arse. In the goodness of my heart, I'm bringing him to the fair, where I hope to get a good price for him. The truth is, you can't drive such creatures away. The best thing would be to kill them.
He's crying.
Old dogs have more dignity. Comfort him, since you pity him. Come on, wipe away his tears. He'll feel less forsaken.
Give it to me. I'll do it.
Make haste before he stops.
Ow! The swine! He's crippled me!
I told you he didn't like strangers.
Joe.
Oh, he's bleeding.
It's a good sign.
I'll never walk again.
He stopped crying. You've replaced him, as it were. The tears of the world are a constant quantity. But each one who begins to weep, somewhere else another stops. The same is true of the laugh. Let us not then speak ill of our generation. It is not any unhappier than its predecessors. Let us not speak well of it either. Let us not speak of it at all.